Takes the handoff to Cook. Pressure coming. Fires down the right side looking for Coleman. He's got it. And he's into the end zone. The rookie with his first touchdown as a pro. It goes 24 yards for the score.
One of the plays of the game, Chris Brown joining us on the Western Hotline. Highlights of the game brought to you by Northland Workforce Training Center. Train for what's next. Chris's appearance on WGR brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills, and by Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women. Chris, I said it to Sal. It was a party. You were right there in the center of it, another one of these primetime games where the Bills show up, show out, and they put on a show, really, is what they did against Jacksonville.
Yeah, I think the only thing we were missing were a couple of spotlights and a disco ball. It was pretty crazy. I was trying to protect myself, and I know you can relate to this. You know, we saw what had gone wonky in the last two games against the Jaguars. A lot of us still have scar tissue from, you know, disappointing performances when you're expecting the opposite. And Bills fans do this. We protect ourselves and say, oh, well, you know, let's just get out of this game with a win. And it was utter domination from the beginning and right to the very end, even when the second teamers were playing in the fourth quarter. They're still turning turnovers on downs. So, you can absolutely be encouraged as a Bills fan. What lies ahead, obviously, is a much stiffer schedule over these next 3 weeks, and I'm sure we'll get to that in just a second here. And while I want to heap as much credit as possible on the Bills, their coaching staff, I always try to take it with a grain of salt and don't let myself get too excited anymore. I just can't do it. I can't do that to myself anymore. So I'm super excited about what happened. I'm really excited about what Joe Brady has done with this offense. I think Bobby Babich has put the defense on lockdown, but I want to see it against some of the better teams in the AFC before I let myself get too excited.
Yeah, let's start with the offense and Joe Brady. For me, Chris, what this all kind of looks like is that they've found an identity to this offense and that the yards after catch that they had been after for multiple seasons and employing two tight ends and using the middle of the field, like it has all started to come together. And after, you know, a year or a little bit of time where Josh Allen and the offense looked like everything was really hard. That's all we would say. Like the offense is still good, but things look hard. We have entered a period here where the offense is good and it looks like it's easy for the quarterback. Like this match right now looks as good as I could imagine it looking.
Right. And this early in the season too is also encouraging because I think we all were trying to prepare ourselves for the timing in the passing game to take some time to gain some traction and play consistently. But it's looked pretty darn good here through the first three games. And I will say this, again, not trying to take any credit away from the Bills. You can't blame them for this. For some reason, Jacksonville's defensive coordinator, Ryan Nielsen, is an ardent believer in man coverage. And even when it wasn't working, he continued to call it. So in many ways, Jacksonville's defense played right into the hands of what Buffalo's offense does best. But we were even saying it in the pregame last night. Let's get some definitive proof that the Bills receiving core can get separation when facing man coverage. And they made it look easy last night.
Yeah, that's a good thought too, Chris, on like when the Bills were up in that game in the first half, they're up by 20, they're up by 30, and they're still out there throwing it, and it can look like, oh, well, they're going for the kill. And to your point, they might have just been saying, well, if you're not going to come out of this look, why would we stop passing it, basically?
Yeah, and that's how Joe Brady operates as a play caller. He does that in the run game as well. I mean, go back to the Dallas game last year. Until you've proved you can stop it, I'm just going to keep running it. It's common sense. And it's really refreshing to see a coordinator just go with common sense and not be married to a script or a game plan. Oh, this is working uncommonly well. Let's keep doing that. I mean, it sounds simple, but sometimes I think coordinators in this league, with all the time that they put into the plan during the week, they're convinced, they almost convince themselves this is the way to go, And I think Joe Brady's open-mindedness to just pivot into something that's working is really, really smart.
Chris, what was it like in the moment and in the stadium when Hamlin had his interception?
You could tell immediately that it was a different kind of reaction to the play. Now, I had to get through the play call, which lasted pretty long because DeMar ran to the opposite side of the field to try to gain yardage on the interception return. But then you look down in the stands, and people went right back to what they did in the New England game the week after, you know, the incident in Cincinnati on Monday night. Fans just reflexively started making the heart sign with their two hands, you know, thumbs together and curling their fingers, you know, for the top of the heart, just flashing that towards the Bills bench and the field. So it wasn't your run-of-the-mill interception. It was different.
Chris Brown joining us on the Western Hotline as we chat about the Bills' win. You know, you mentioned these next three games, three road games, three tough opponents who are also, we're going to hear a lot of the same, like, desperate team about Baltimore, too, right? They got off to a rough start. The Bills go into Baltimore. It's another test for this defense, but Sean McDermott against Lamar Jackson, like, so far we've had good results on that. So it's a good opportunity. Baltimore, Houston, and the Jets, these are three teams I think that still have seasons very much to play for and high expectations. So the first 3 weeks, Chris, went about as good as you could possibly ask for, and the next three will be a good test.
Yeah, they certainly will. Prime time in two of those three, with, you know, this week's game being Sunday night and then the Jets Monday night, MetLife Stadium revisited. So that will be a charged atmosphere for sure. I think the thing to for the Bills to try to keep in mind here is to just keep on keeping on with what they've done here. I was encouraged that last night, because I talked to Bobby Babbage in the pregame interview, and he said the one thing they wanted to improve on was third down, and they did that. You know, 2 of 13 were the conversions for Jacksonville. And offense wanted to improve their third down conversion rate, and they did that as well to the tune of 54.5%. And I think those two things are very important going forward here. Your offense has to stay on the field, and your defense has to get off. And to see them improve in that area last night after the first 2 weeks not being up to the standard that they hold for themselves is certainly encouraging going forward, because that is the money down, and you need that if you're going to beat some of the better teams in your conference, which is what they're going to be facing over these next 3 weeks.
You got a quick thought, Chris, on the Jaguars and where they stand this morning after last night? It feels like the coach could be in trouble.
I thought they looked lost. I mean, that game got away from them fast.
Yeah, and just talking to a bunch of the national NFL analysts, you know, on One Bills Live this past week, they say that is unquestionably what is missing from that team. They do not have an identity on offense or defense, and they have a leadership problem in the locker room. I mean, Josh Hines-Allen is a captain, Trevor Lawrence is a captain, but to me, and I'm not going to pretend to intimately know that team, they just don't feel like they carry themselves in a leadership capacity where other players want to follow them and jump on board and say, yeah, I'm with this guy. That is a troubling thing in the ultimate team sport of football. And they are lost because they don't have that player-driven leadership. And again, you know, you look at Sean McDermott and the culture he has built here and the player-driven leadership and the young leaders that they build from the bottom of the roster, so they're ready to take the place of older players when they age out, like we saw this offseason. There is no leadership problem here. It is a major problem in Jacksonville, and they are a lost franchise right now. And also, by the way, on the hook for $55 million a year for the next 5 years with that quarterback.
Chris Brown. Thanks, Chris.
Take care, guys.
Next up, Sunday night. We'll talk to Chris on Friday. You know, we talk on Fridays and Mondays. We're about to get back into the Sunday schedule, which is good. Sundays.
Yes,
Monday, Sunday. So it's going to be another primetime game against Baltimore.
They play a Monday against the Jets, though.
That's true.
In a couple weeks.
Another Monday nighter.
Then I think that's it.
I don't think that's a doubleheader. The Monday night football's got a doubleheader again next week.
Maybe Manningcast will be back for that one.
Maybe. 803-0550. When we get back, you want to play a fun little game?
Okay, you got a game. Maybe we can save what I've got. At some point today, I've got to. Have you seen the all 22 of the fourth down pass to Shakir?
No.
It's the funniest.
Oh, is this the?
I can't believe how funny it is. It's funny to me, at least.
Is it funny because the guy that's covering him runs literally 70 yards in the wrong direction?
He's sprinting in the other direction, like, and he never realizes.
Right. It's like he stopped watching. He's like, okay, he's going in motion.
So good.
I got to go across. And then he looks, and the next thing you know,
yeah.
Oh, he's on the other side of the field.
Yes. All right, that was it. All right, so fun game when we come back, though.
That guy, Madden, go ahead and drop that guy's defensive awareness rating down a couple of points because he did not follow Shakir.
Yep.
No, when we get back, a phrase we've used a lot that we stopped, and it's got to come back.